It's the Shiny Squirrel Podcast with Olivia Courtney.
Hello.
And we're going to do some e-ticket riffing.
Yes.
And Olivia was just, now you got to riff with Carlo Driggs last week. How was that?
Good and awesome.
And you were telling me that there was another famous person that you want to try to get on the Shiny Squirrel Podcast to riff with. Optimus Prime?
No.
Oh, yes, you did.
Bumblebee.
Bumblebee doesn't talk. Tell me why you want to get Bumblebee. All he talks is like whistles and beeps and old computer noises.
Because Bumblebee is awesome. He's like a Lamborghini.
He's a Volkswagen.
Same thing.
A Lamborghini. Alright, okay, hold on. How is a Lamborghini like a Volkswagen? How are they the same thing?
They're flat. They both, like...
Let's say I have two sets of keys in my hand. Okay. In this hand, I have the keys to a new Volkswagen outside. Mm-hmm. In this one, I have the keys to a new Lamborghini outside. Mm-hmm. Which one do you want?
The Lamborghini!
Yeah, so see...
Because he's Bumblebee.
Okay, what if we got Bumblebee and Optimus Prime to do a podcast with us? A riffing. How would that be? Wouldn't that be pretty swell? Don't make those faces. That doesn't answer my question.
Maybe. But what would be really awesome if I got some people from Friends of the People to have a podcast with us.
Who are Friends of the People?
It's like a bunch of people who are friends. They talk to people, and they're awesome. Like, this one episode, it's like, have you ever heard of the Lucas Bros? Lucas Brothers?
No. Who's
with
that?
With Lucas, Keith, and some other guy.
Is that one of those hologram boy groups?
No!
You know, I was arguing...
I don't like One Direction.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, I was arguing this with Grandma Matata. Did you know that One Direction is actually just a hologram boy group? They're not real?
Then why can't I go through them?
They're not real. Why do you think they're all over the place? Why do you think they can be in Europe at one time and over in Texas or Washington, D.C. at the same
Japan
time?
Japan people and Chinese people that always have that stamp at the bottom of their foot that says made in Japan or made in China.
No.
And then it's like...
One Direction is not made in China.
What is that?
That doesn't matter what that is. Or what do you think? One Direction is a hologram group. They're not real.
Right? We don't have holograms.
Yes, we do. Elvis is going to go on tour. He's going to do 15 songs real soon as a hologram. All boy groups are just holograms.
No, they're impersonators.
No, they're not. They're a
hologram. You know how, like, Michael Jackson won?
Yes.
He's not alive. He's dead.
He's dead, yes.
Dead. And it's not nice to, impersonate him.
You know, you're as confusing sometimes as Grandma Matata. Did you know that?
Like Hakuna Matata?
Yeah, like Grandma Hakuna Matata. Alright, Olivia, Quickie, would you like to start riffing?
Yes.
And we'll continue this discussion about One Direction being the hologram boy band, because that's all they are. They're fake.
Not Friends of the People, they aren't fake. They're real.
Alright, Olivia, Quickie, I'm giving you the first one. It's pencil sharpener.
Pencil sharpener.
Random word phrase generator, pencil sharpener.
So in second grade,
mm-hmm.
There was this really weird kid.
Yeah.
Really mean and weird.
How mean and weird?
M and W don't go together at all.
No.
So if you put them together, they're like.
It's like a
weird
it's like,
shape.
It's like a train wreck.
Yes.
Okay, go on.
And then.
Go on.
And then, like, so I took his pencil sharpener,
yeah.
and then he screamed, "Where's my pencil sharpener?"
Uh-huh.
And I hit it, and Miss Pinzero says, "Okay, everyone look for Matthew's pencil sharpener."
And was it just one of those little tiny rectangle cheapo pencil sharpeners? Okay.
And then I hid it in the green box, because it was green,
uh-huh.
Under the book.
Okay.
Level 2 books.
Now, why did you hide it from him?
Because he stole my pencil sharpener and my 150 stickers and my eraser.
Well, your pencil sharpener is your responsibility. Why didn't you keep it?
Well, it was in my box, and I left my box there. And then somehow he took my box with my stickers, my pencils, my pencil sharpener.
Okay, I don't need all the inventory. Why didn't you just put the pencil sharpener up your nose and keep it there for safekeeping?
It looks like some SpongeBob. Because it was big. It was big.
We just concluded that it was a small little rectangle one.
I didn't have a small little rectangle one. did.
Oh, pardon me. I forgot. You're the star of the show.
Big one.
Yes, okay. A big one. Well, you could...
It was purple.
So, did he eventually find his pencil sharpener?
No. I found it, and I said, I found it! 5 minutes later, and Miss Pinsy was like, did you hide it? I'm like, no.
Did you make that face? No.
No, I said, no.
Yeah.
And he's like, let me go check. Do you want me to check the cameras? Like, yes, go check the cameras.
Okay.
There aren't any.
There were none there. You, security cameras for looking for a missing pencil sharpener.
And she's like, I'm going to go check the cameras. And then.
Do you mean to tell me that's what we're spending our education dollars on these years?
Mm-hmm.
Are security cameras for missing pencil sharpeners?
Yeah.
Well, I got a better one. You know what? Want to hear my pencil sharpener story?
Mm-hmm.
My pencil sharpener story is I was in fifth grade,
mm-hmm.
and I was in music class. And we had to take pencils with us to music class. I don't remember why, but I had my pencil sharpener. I was sitting down like this, and I had my pencil pointed up, the lead up like that, in between. I was holding it on my lap. Okay, it was pointing up like that. And I came down. We were clapping or something with music that we were singing, and I came down, and I stabbed myself. Oh, do you think that's pretty funny?
Yes.
You want to hear the funny thing?
Yes.
If you look right there on my hand, see that little kind of like that shaded extra dark area right there on the back, on the side of my left arm hand?
Yes.
That's the pencil lead that has been stuck in my hand since fifth grade.
That's awesome. What grade are you in?
How can pencil lead stuck in your hand be awesome?
What grade are you in?
What? I was in fifth grade.
What grade are you in now?
What grade do you think I'm in now?
Parenting classes.
I'm not in parenting classes. I'm in the class that keeps me from sticking paper clips into electric sockets.
Well, that's all safe.
Behavior school.
Well, it is too. I'm in behavior school. There we go.
Behavior school.
There. I think it's your turn to pick a new word. Pick the next word for riffing. The word, girl.
Oh, diving board.
Diving board. Tell me your diving board riff.
You know the high dives, really high dives.
Like, are we talking like Olympic high dives?
Yes.
Okay, way up there, like 12 meters, 15 meters. Which is astronomically high.
Like, 10 minutes later.
Okay, 10 minutes later.
Yes.
Okay, high dive. Tell me your height. Okay.
Okay, so I went to the pool with my friends. Because
mm-hmm.
they have a big family like ours.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been friends for a long time, since fourth grade. Everybody, first grade.
First grade.
We're in sixth grade now. Sixth grade.
Diving board story.
And then, so we went together, and they bought us the... bracelets for the diving board.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm not going on that diving board. And that diving board, I had to look all the way up my nose just to see it.
Yeah, because you're only about 2.5 feet tall.
Yes. And I had to go, ooh, that's tall. Okay, so I would not go on it. I got the chills.
So you didn't, you were first grade and you didn't go on the 15 meter diving board.
No, I wasn't in first grade. I'm in sixth grade. I haven't like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, 3 weeks ago. Okay,
yes.
So did you ultimately get the nerve up to go off the diving board?
So, I went up.
Mm-hmm.
You know how there's like bars and then it just stops and it's just
yes.
the diving board?
And you hang on to them.
Okay, I was going off and then as soon as that bar was not there anymore, I was scared.
Why were you scared?
I'm not scared of heights or anything. It's just like, it's really skinny.
Alright, so the skinny part of the diving board where you walk up and
get
high.
Yeah, the skinny part,
mm-hmm.
and then it's like, it's fat, and then it goes like skinny, like
right.
a stick. And I'm not like a stick.
No, you're not like a... You're... Just go on. You're like
then,
you're like something from South Park.
Okay, and then I walked and walked and walked till the end of it.
Yes.
And everyone was screaming at me, you can do it! You can do it! Go! Jump off!
Okay, in other words, they're telling you hurry up.
Yes. So I walked off it.
Mm-hmm.
I just walked off it. Kept
and
walking.
And down you went 15 meters.
Yeah, and then like I was like, and it, like I thought I was gonna like just fall into the water, but it was like 10 seconds later. I was like, and then like your heart just stops when it's like, and it's like I was supposed to land in the water.
Because there's that moment of free fall that you go,
and it's like down again. And then like there's synchronizing swimming going on,
mm-hmm.
so you can hear the water under. You can hear the water under the. Oh, wait. You can hear the music under the water.
Hear the music under the water?
Yeah. And it was like, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, like.
So, did you go, how many times did you go off the high dive?
Like, 15.
Yeah, because it was fun, wasn't it?
They told me to dive. I tried to dive and I landed on my face.
I'll never do that. You know what a pencil dive is?
Oh, where you go like...
Where you just pull your arms in and you point your toes and you just go whoop and you go straight down into the water.
That.
And then you, after you hit the water, you inflate yourself like a parachute to stop from hitting the bottom. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Okay.
I call it the pencil.
Here's my diving board story. Okay.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Mr. Bean? Are you familiar with the TV show from England, Mr. Bean? The actor named Rowan Atkinson.
Does it look like I'm from England? No.
Sometimes you are on the other side of the road. Are you familiar with Rowan Atkinson and his character, Mr. Bean?
No.
Well, Mr. Bean, I'll have to show you some video of Mr. Bean, okay? He's
Mr.
an actor.
Duck.
There's one of his comedy episodes that he did where he's hanging onto the diving board and he doesn't want to jump off and he's about to fall off and he's clinging on for dear life. And then eventually a kid comes along and pushes him off.
Oh, wow.
I think that kid would have been you. You want to pick the next word? Pick the next one for a riff one. Should I just sing Jeopardy music right here? Do 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 do.
Vote for me.
Vote for me?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of when you say vote for me?
That reminds me of America's Got Talent last night.
Uh-huh. What was on your America's Got Talent show?
My favorite act. Well, not my favorite. I have this one favorite act. It's called Pick the Dragon. My sister hates it.
Piff the Dragon.
It.
Piff the Dragon.
He dresses up like a dragon and he does this really cool magic. And like with his cars, I tried to do this once but it miserably failed.
Mm-hmm.
He goes like this, he goes.
Like it's like a robot or what is it? Because I don't watch America's Got Talent.
So it's like, it goes like this. With like, so you have a stack of cards and you go, and like you're supposed to press and spread them out.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes. And when I did it, I was like, it just fell
You made
over.
A mess.
And then I watched this new American Got Talent.
Yeah.
I watch it all the time,
yeah.
Every single one, every Tuesday.
Okay.
At 7.
So.
And so I watched it. It was hilarious.
So do you vote for America's Got Talent?
No, but I want to, like, because, like.
I think Olivia Cookie's Got Talent.
And so, like. The act I was watching, it was a comedy thing.
Yeah.
You know, where they talk like
ventriloquist? What?
I don't know his name, but he had a baby puppet.
Okay.
It was like really scary.
Jeff Dunham?
He was on American Got Talent.
Okay, I don't know. All right.
And then, he was like, tell me a story before I go to bed. And then he was like, okay, I'll tell you the story of Little Red Riding Hood.
Okay.
And he's like, Little Red Riding Hood was going to her granny's, and then a big bad wolf came out.
Right.
He's like, ducks. And the baby was like, ducks.
Ducks?
And he was like, ducks.
Okay.
There's no ducks in Little Red Riding Hood.
No, there's no ducks in Little Red
ducks.
Riding Hood.
I was like, there's no ducks in Little Red Riding Hood. And he's like,
so, Olivia Cookie, to make a long story short, how do you get back to this to vote for me? Did you vote or
wait,
did you not
wait,
vote?
It's almost coming.
Oh, wait,
then,
wait, wait for it. Okay,
then,
go ahead. All right, wait
then,
for it. Yeah, then.
Only that. It's like, but ducks aren't scary. And he's like, fuzzy yellow ducks. And it's like, fuzzy yellow ducks aren't scary either. Okay, so Little Red Riding Hood was walking into her granny's house and this big, fuzzy, little, cute little duckling came out and
yeah.
scared her and said, quack, quack. It's like, that's not scary at all. See, you always do this when I'm trying to tell a story. You always add ducks. Ducks, ducks, ducks. Why do you have, like, so many ducks? He's like, fuzzy yellow ducks. And then he went to sleep.
And this is Piff the Dragon?
No.
Oh, it's the other one.
The other
okay.
one with the puppet.
Okay.
And then.
And but wait, there's more. Okay.
And then they had this commercial.
Okay.
That said, vote for me.
Vote for me.
I really didn't need to tell you about that
okay.
puppet one, but I wanted
oh,
to.
Oh, you need to tell me this story. You had to tell to riff this story. You had to riff that story.
And that leads into another story.
Okay, okay. Continue riffing.
So, it's like a phone where it said the golden buzzer.
Uh-huh.
And that ding. So, for Piff the Dragon, you know what I did?
What did you do?
Golden buzzer 5 times.
Because the buzzer means bad, right?
No.
Buzzer means
the
good.
The golden buzzer means good.
The golden
buzzer
means
good. You make it to Radio City Music Hall.
Okay.
And there's only 7 acts that can go there.
Okay.
7. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete.
Siete.
Okay, so, okay. Have all the acts that you like made it to the 7?
No.
Piff. They've been turned down?
Piff, you know that guy that, like, that does the commercials for Heineken?
I'm lucky to say I don't.
How about the guy that does the best show ever?
Howard Stern?
No.
David Hasselhoff?
No.
I don't know anybody. Howie Mandel?
No, not.
I don't know anybody.
Not a judge.
I'm just guessing here.
There's only 2 boys and 2 girls. I can
so,
Howard Stern.
Ultimately, how do we get to vote for me in this riffing?
So, this is what I'm talking about. You know that guy? That guy that.
We'll say, for the sake of yes, yes. Okay.
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 He's in the Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory. Okay, one of those guys.
Yeah.
We got it narrowed down. I got an idea now. Okay, keep going.
And he does commercial for the Heineken.
Okay.
But not the guy that does commercials for. The tablet that says 2-in-1. Not that guy. There's a different guy.
Yeah. Okay, so vote for me. How did we eventually get to this into the story here?
So there's a guy, and I almost cried.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of him. He's like the best actor in the world.
Uh huh.
He presses the golden buzzer.
What's
for
the what?
The magic dragon.
Oh, so he did pick. He
does. So now he goes to. The music hall thingy.
Oh, so he's so, oh, so, all right. Well, you know, I completely forgot about what my vote for me was because your story took all of mine, but that's okay. You know why?
Because he's picked the magic dragon.
No, because I'm going to pick the next one and we're going to talk about it. Ha ha ha. You know what I'm going to pick?
Magic dragon.
You know what I'm going to pick?
Pick the magic dragon.
Stairwell. You know why? Stairwell reminds me of a video. Little short that I was filming once. Me and a friend went around Portland, and we had a slinky. You know what a slinky is?
No.
It's a big.
I'm just kidding. I do.
Oh, you are such a little. You are worse than Grandma Matata today.
Matata.
I had a slinky, and We were going around filming the slinky on all different locations, like it was going to work. Then slinky would go to the coffee shop, and slinky would miss the train. And we were at this it was a movie theater. It had an escalator that would go up. And we were trying to do the thing where you put the slinky on the escalator and it would start to go down in continuous rotation. But is what happened is the slinky got at the bottom of the escalator as it kept coming down and it got stuck inside of the part right at the bottom where it goes underground. And it got stuck under there, so I grabbed it, trying to pull it out, and it started pulling more and more and more, and we could start to hear the gears grind, going, and I got some video somewhere, but it basically you could start smelling smoke. We ran fast, and then about 10 minutes later, we heard fire trucks. So we don't know what happened, but we had to leave poor little Slinky there as he got stuck in the escalator. Going down forever. So little Slinky gave his life for the arts.
You're a bad parent.
I'm not a parent. I'm not a Slinky parent. All right, give me your.
You killed the little horrid Slinky.
The Slinky had it coming.
I thought it was gonna go under and then come up again. That would have been funny.
Give me your riff on a stairwell. Stairwell. Staircase. Stairwell. Stairs. You ever fallen downstairs?
But I watched this video once where they put people in a basket and they push them down the stairs.
Ooh, yes, yes.
And then, like, you have to always wear a helmet because if you don't wear a helmet, you're going to hit your head really hard.
I have a tote, plastic tote, we could put you in and push you down the stairs.
I have one with wheels.
Yeah, but you know what? We're not going to do that because I'm not going to push you down the stairs. Okay, one more word. You pick the next one.
Ice cube reminds me of ice cream.
Ice cube. Tell me about your ice cube, and I'll tell you my ice
cube.
Reminds me
of ice cream. Yesterday, we went to a store, Town Square.
Uh huh.
They had ice cream toppings.
For sale?
Yes. They had, like, it was in a box, and it said ice cream toppings that you could buy.
Yeah.
And it was all like gummy bears. They had gummy bears.
Gummy bear topping?
Yes, and they had Oreo toppings, and they had sprinkle toppings. They had little tiny spoons, and you could make your own ice cream.
Yeah.
And then you could make your own cones.
Yeah.
And then, like, for the gummy bears, I saw one gummy bear hugging another gummy bear. I was like, gummy bear buddies.
So it's like vanilla ice cream mixed with gummy bears?
No. Oh, no.
That would taste good.
No.
Yes, it would.
No!
You know what would be better than... Okay, I'm not going to do ice cube, but I'll do ice cream. You know what would be really good? You ever have Jelly Belly jelly beans? Have you ever had Jelly Belly jelly beans? Do you know what I'm talking about? You, Olivia Quickie, have never had Jelly Belly jelly beans?
I don't know what they are!
Oh, they are the most famous... You've had those... Have you ever had little... Have you had ridiculous tasting jelly beans? There's like green and red and licorice. These are jelly beans that taste like soda pop. They taste like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. They taste like caramel yogurt. They taste like ice cream.
I want one.
I'm gonna have to. I will expose you next week. I will show you Jelly Belly jelly beans. Okay.
That brings me to
the last one. What is it?
So, there's this video I watched with, it's like, you know, I told you, like, grass trimmings.
Yes.
It's like a green one, and it's either grass trimmings or it's lime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I tried one that tastes like baby wipes. It was
Hold on. Baby wipes ice cream?
No. Jelly beans.
Jelly beans.
It was the best.
No, you've lost me at words. Baby wipes are not a flavor.
A jelly bean, yeah?
No.
Hook it up on the...
That's like saying bark dust or dust bunnies.
There's one
the
that
bed.
Tastes like barf and grass trimmings. There's one that tastes like that. There's one that tastes like cotton candy. There's one that tastes like...
There is
boogers.
Not. There is not one that tastes like boogers.
Yes, there is.
Are these Jelly Belly jelly beans?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Hook it up on the internet, man!
Yeah, I will have to Google that, and I will show you...
There are such a thing.
Why don't you get me one of those, and I'll get you one of the others.
I will try.
And we'll riff on those next week.
Okay.
So, this has been E-Ticket Riffing with Olivia Quickie. Do you have anything else left to say?
Nope.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Three, two, one.